Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, December 7th, 2016, and this is episode 182 of The Big Show. I think we have a really cool show for you. I have to start with an apology, because almost a month ago, I put up my last episode, which talked about why content is taking center stage, and how important that is for your business in 2017. And I said I would follow it up within a week or so with some insights into how you put together the right content marketing strategy for your business. And here we are in early December, and that episode still hasn't gone up for a whole bunch of reasons. I do want to be clear, it's coming. It will happen next week. But in the meantime, we've had some news in the last day that just demands your attention. So I hope you'll bear with me, and I think you'll find today's episode really interesting and really useful. But do stand by for the second part of our content marketing strategy series, because that's coming real soon now. Okay, so what happened yesterday that forced me to bypass the originally planned episode? Well, it was Amazon introducing its new Amazon Go shopping experience. Now, I'm going to post a link to this in the show notes. Not just a link, I'm going to post the video that Amazon has put out that shows how people use this. Now, it's just one store, and it's testing right now. It is open for Amazon employees presently, and they will make it available to the general public in Seattle sometime next year. But the way it works is you enter the store. It's a convenience store. It's a grocery store, right? Picture like a Quick Check or a 7-Eleven or a Circle K. And except nicer, with, you know, more fresh produce and things along those lines. And you swipe your phone, you actually scan your phone when you enter. And then from that point on, you simply pick up the items you want to buy. You put them in a bag, you put them in your purse, you put them in your backpack. And when you're done shopping, you just walk out of the store. Your purchases get charged to your Amazon account automatically. Now, this is something I've been talking about, well, for a long time, but most recently, the most recent batch of times, in an episode from January of 2015 called The Future of Mobile Commerce Starts Now. And I linked to an IBM RFID video from 2006 that's, you know, been around for a while. In fact, the USA Today article that talks about this also shows the same video, because clearly we all saw what Amazon's doing and said, this really looks familiar, you know, and they've taken something that looked like science fiction a decade ago and more or less made it real. They've basically taken the future and said, this is going to happen. They're using sensors, and they're using cameras, and they're using machine learning algorithms to work together and figure out what it is you took off the shelves. You know, if you change your mind, you just put the item back. So this is really, really cool. And it's important to note, because what they've done is consolidated a number of trends we've been paying attention to here for a while and talking about here for a while at Tim Peter & Associates, at Thinks Out Loud, which are, you know, first off, mobile, and the fact that no one's ever offline, right? This depends upon people having mobile, so you can be identified easily when you check into the store and the like. and that you can be charged appropriately. Obviously, payments. In an episode we did earlier this year called Driving Seamless Experiences in 2016, I talked about how Uber is doing a great job with payments if you think about the way it works, because you simply get out of the car and walk away. And what Amazon has done is they've just now applied that to the retail experience. Obviously, it takes machine learning, which we've talked about a bunch here, usually calling it AI or artificial intelligence. Whether you call it AI, whether you call it machine learning, they kind of mean the same thing. There's some distinctions if you're a tech guy or tech person that you know, might make it a little bit different. But fundamentally, we can consider them the same thing for our purposes here. And most importantly, they focused on the customer experience, and especially seamless experiences, making seamless experiences the norm. This is hugely important because they've made it really easy for the customer to do what they want to do, to go into the store, to find the items, to no longer deal with checkout lines, to no longer deal with waiting, to no longer deal with having to pay in a interrupting sort of way, where you have to go find your credit card or pull out your credit card or, you know, pull up a specific thing on your phone or the like. I mean, this is a really, really big deal. Now, will it work? Probably. Eventually. You know, I don't know that it's going to work right out of the gate. I suspect they'll deal with bugs. I suspect they'll deal with problems. But even if it takes time, it underscores something that I once heard from a physicist. I was actually out at a lecture, and this physicist once said, remember, anytime a scientist tells you it's theoretically possible, what they're really saying is it's possible. And that's a big deal, right? Because this isn't theoretically possible. This is possible. As Wired Magazine wrote, they said Amazon may be uniquely situated to solve these problems, meaning the problems that they might run into implementing this. It has useful experience in other parts of its vast operations, such as an expertise in storing and picking out items in its various warehouses, and the AI competence that underpins its voice assistant Alexa that could address these hurdles. That's a big deal. So they might not get it right out of the gate, but they will get it right eventually. And they've got the head start, so they're going to learn a lot. Most critically, this is what disruption looks like in practice. They're using all of their various strengths to say, we're going to create a better experience and potentially undermine everything that's come before it. Now, as Wired Magazine also pointed out, they said they have a huge advantage in solving all these problems. According to Wired and David Lewand, who's the CEO of an AI startup called Dextro, Amazon runs the entire ecosystem. As David Lewand says, this is a quote, so Amazon can choose the things that they are very good at identifying, and it can skip all the hard problems for a long time. Unquote. As Wired says, it's hard for Amazon to go wrong when Amazon itself is controlling who's going into the space, the infrastructure of the space, and the products in the space. And even if it does still have lots left to figure out, that's what betas are for. Again, that's a huge deal. This is an enormous learning opportunity for them. And I suspect they're going to get better at it pretty quickly. So maybe it doesn't work right out of the gate, but it will work eventually because they have so much opportunity to learn and so much control over the system. Now, a few people have pointed out, I was on Twitter last night and people were talking about this a lot. And there were some extremely valid concerns about jobs. You know, someone joked, and I would link to the tweet if I can find it. I can't locate it right now, but they said, sure, no lines, no checkout, no jobs, no, or no cashiers, no jobs, no customers, no Amazon. Right? They're saying that this might be setting up Amazon's own disruption. Now, I want to be really fair. This isn't really my area of expertise. When we start talking about the longer term macroeconomic implications of something like this, I do think it's worth watching, and I do think it's worth asking, is something like this and is this increasing automation bad for society? That's really hard to say. I would say it's worth paying attention to and worth being conscious about. The flip side, of course, is whether it's Amazon or someone else, it's pretty likely this is going to happen. So I don't know that we can ignore the implications for too long. But it's certainly worth being aware that those are questions we might have to answer before too long. What does this mean as a society? And what does it mean for the people who might typically have these jobs? I don't know that I can answer that. I'm certainly not in a position to answer it today, the day after this thing comes out. But I think it's worth paying attention to as we go forward. Now, what can you learn from what's going on here? Well, I kind of said this a little while ago, but it's that the core trends matter. Mobile is a given. We need to think about how we can incorporate mobile into our customers' experience overall, because our customers are already doing that. Payments are coming. If you can tie mobile and payments together in a way that makes for a better experience for your customer, that's going to be huge, just the way Uber has done and just the way Amazon looks to be trying to do. Machine learning, I'm going to say at this point, it's just over the horizon, right? We don't know if this is going to work perfectly. For all the talk about machine learning, and I think that talk is justified, we're not yet in a place where we're seeing it work in a very big day-to-day way. But over the course of the next year or two, it's really going to shape what customers expect as normal, as a normal experience. And then finally, and perhaps most critically, it demonstrates that customer experience matters, that the people who are doing it right, when you think of Uber, when you think of Airbnb, when you think of Amazon, when you think of Google, when you think of Facebook, they're really thinking about how to make the customer experience the best that it can possibly be. If you do that right, you're going to win in the long run. And that's why I think this is so important. So this might be Amazon Go, but I think what they mean by that is it's telling us it's time to go. It's time to get going on this and make it work for our customers. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. As ever, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all of our past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. While you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there so that you can listen to us every single week. You can also subscribe via iTunes, the Google Play Music Store, Stitcher Radio, whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And while you're there, I would really appreciate it if you could provide a rating on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, any of those. It would really help us out, and I would be very, very appreciative. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle at TCPeter, and of course you can email me using the email address podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that is podcast@TimPeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks again for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. I do look forward to seeing you back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. I hope you have a great week ahead, a fantastic weekend, and until then, take care, everybody.